a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Well, it is that time of the week again, but it's going to sound a little different, and maybe it's going to feel a little different too, because I have no idea how Ryan is going to pose these questions, but he has looked through all of your responses on both Twitter and Facebook, and he says he is armed and dangerous and ready to go. And this may be the toughest job in sports right here on The Hump Show. Ask Amy anything. Ryan stepping in for producer Jay. Now, here's the deal, Ryan. A lot of times I don't even bother doing it when Jay is on vacation. He gets very jealous, by the way. But the other reason is because some guys just can't handle the pressure. So we'll see.
Of asking
we'll
questions?
See. Yeah, well, just coming up with the questions. I told you the last time Manny filled in, he handwrote them. He had an entire 8.5 by 11 slip of paper covered with questions. He was very nervous.
if I blame anyone, it's the listeners.
Oh, okay.
That's
nice.
So if it's not
good
me,
start. It's a good
me.
Start right there.
it's the listeners if they're bad questions.
All right.
One question stuck out to me. It was on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It was, what is the most difficult part of being part of the media? And you can't say the hours.
I can't say the hours.
You can't say hours.
Well, can I say low pay? Because that's a major part of it. You know it. You sit in that chair. You're just getting started right now. People come up with these crazy ideas about how I must have a personal assistant. Why don't I have a driver? Why don't this? Why don't I fly first class? La, la, la. Yeah. I work in radio. We do not make a lot of money. So I would say for the majority of my career, low pay has been a major issue, along with the fact, and this is just me personally, but I have moved all over the country. I've been away from my mom and sometimes within driving distance, but never more than 8 hours, never inside of 8 hours drive. And now I have to fly. I've moved all over the country for this job, this career that I love. And, you know, it created a lot of sacrifices in my personal life. Now, it's an amazing job, and I wouldn't trade it. But for years, I chased it without a whole lot to show for it. So it was a slow burn, and it was one that required moving all over the country, starting over many times, having to leave behind family and friends. So the personal sacrifices, those were a lot. I mean, I think that's one reason why I didn't get married until so much later in life. So, yeah, I would say low pay and the personal sacrifice that it required to move all over and chase the job.
Well, I feel it with that one.
All right.
But Kathy on Facebook, mm-hmm. How is Bob adjusting to life on the East Coast?
Yeah, he actually likes it. It's been a lot of adjustment for both of us because I lived alone for more than 20 years, and now he's there all the time because he works from home. He obviously left Texas, where it does not get cold. It doesn't snow the way that it has here. But he found himself some snow boots. He's got some fat gloves and a coat. He actually wears a hat outside every now and then, though he's still in search of his own hat. He's been wearing one of mine, which is kind of funny, one of my Broncos hats, knit hats. And I take the dogs out when it's the coldest temp. So, like, in the mornings, right now in my neighborhood, the wind chills are in the low, like, they're like 10, 11. So low teens, 10, 11. It's frigid out. So he does not walk the dogs in the morning. I take them out last thing at night. So I think that he's adjusting pretty well. But he's also moved away from his family. They're all in Texas. So he's going back for a visit on Thursday. And I know he's looking forward really to seeing his mom and some other family.
Now to the real thought-provoking questions here.
Oh, okay.
Jonathan,
are they about food?
Well, that's later. That's later.
Oh, gotcha.
Jonathan on Twitter, is a zebra a white horse with black stripes or a black horse with white stripes?
It's not a horse. It's a zebra. Okay, I'm sorry. It is a white horse with black stripes. Black markings. They're not really stripes. They're kind of zany. I think it's a white animal with black markings.
Hmm. I think it's the other way.
Do you?
Because...
good thing it's not Ask Ryan anything, huh?
Okay.
I'm just teasing.
Okay.
So you think it's the other way. Now I'm going to have to Google a picture of a zebra just to be sure I know what I'm talking about.
It's like one of those optical illusions where you can see something going left or right.
Yes. No, it's awesome. I love the question.
The easy answer is the zebra. So it's both.
Right.
But that's not one of the options.
Yeah. No, I'm going white with black markings.
Hmm. It's black with white. But we're going to move on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. Another Kathy on Facebook asked, what is your favorite thing to do in spring other than watch sports?
Oh, it's not my favorite. See, people get that wrong. I do like sports. I love radio. I just happen to be a radio host who talks about sports. I'm good at sports. I know sports. But if I lost the sports and kept the radio, I would be okay. If I did a radio show about something else, I would still be okay. So, again, I do not watch sports on my free time. When I am not working, I do not watch sports. When I go on dates previously to getting married, I didn't want to talk sports. Are you kidding me? Anyway, sorry. I'm a little bit of side hustle there. What do I do? My favorite thing to do in spring is to get outside, to go hiking, to see the flowers, to take photos of the green grass and the green trees. So, yeah, I love to breathe in the spring air. I love to be outside and not have to wear a heavy coat and a hat and gloves and all that jazz. I love to take road trips in the spring. So just to be out, right? That's my favorite thing in spring is to be out.
I hate the spring.
What?
My allergies are so
bad. Oh, okay. You know what? Last year was my first time ever dealing with allergies. Believe it or not, it's a problem for some people as they get older, or just old in my case. And so, yeah, I have allergies now for the first time ever. In 2023, they really affected my vocal cords, and I didn't know it was happening until about September when I went and had this allergy test where they prick you with all those different, like, allergens. Oh, it's the itchiest thing ever. And found out that I'd become severely allergic to a couple of different things, like ragweed.
I don't know where you'd find that.
Yeah,
That's good to know.
Yeah, it is.
You mentioned being at home earlier in the show. John from Facebook asked for, what would your comfort food be on a diner alongside of the road?
Ooh.
And he asked for any specific diners in New Hampshire.
Oh, gosh. I haven't been there in a really long time. I'd have to look up and see, even if I can remember the names of some of them. My favorite diner food is omelets, though. I got to tell you, omelets at a diner are delicious. And you can put anything in them. That or the homemade pies that they have in the glass cases right when you walk in the front door. Delicious. Sweet potato fries, another one that I really like at diners. So those would be some of my favorite things. After I run a half marathon, I generally go to a diner near where I live and have a huge omelet, sweet potato fries, and a piece of coconut cream pie. That's my reward for running a half marathon.
Another food question.
I love food questions.
Glenn. Is it really food? It's more of a snack.
Okay.
S'mores.
Yes.
What is your opinion on them? And for some reason, we were asked, how do you make them?
Well, you know you can make them in the microwave.
Yeah, but I tried it and the marshmallow exploded.
Yeah. Oh,
and I had to clean it up.
Heavens. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Definitely cover it up with something. It's not as good in the microwave, but it'll suffice when you can't go out and fire up a fire pit. So for me, it's a fire pit. I didn't have a honeymoon yet, but we went away for a couple of days post-wedding to a lake, and there was a fire pit, and my new hubs promised me we would have s'mores, and s'mores we did. In fact, there's a photo that I put on Twitter that showed us with our marshmallows roasting over the fire. By the way, as a new member of After Hours in the crew, you'll have to do Chubby Bunny with us.
Oh my God. Are we talking normal-sized marshmallows
Yes.
or the jumbo ones?
We're talking normal size. Normal size marshmallows. Come on.
Because if you go jumbo, that's when you're pushing it. That's a health issue. It's a danger. I thought of a question. Is that cheating? Is that cheating?
No, it's okay.
Okay. You love Star Wars, I found out recently.
Yes, love.
What color lightsaber would you choose?
Well, orange is my favorite color. The problem is orange is generally associated with the dark side, not the light side.
So you're on the dark side.
No, I'm on the light side, but I love orange. So if I can't have orange because it sends the wrong message, I'd go purple, like Mace Windu.
The fact that Samuel Jackson wanted that specifically,
yes,
and that's the only reason he took it, that's
dug it.
One of the best things.
Dug it.
Another question about passion.
Okay.
Jeff, he asked, what defining moment gave you your passion for sports?
Oh, that's a good question. I was a teenager, and I was falling in love with the NBA, really cutting my teeth on the NBA. And it was Larry Bird, and it was the Celtics, and their starting five that was Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale and Danny Ainge and Dennis Johnson. And we could not watch them on TV where I lived out in the boonies in Concord, New Hampshire, because we didn't have cable when I was growing up. And so I had to listen on the radio. And I fell in love with the idea of telling a story, describing the action on the radio in a way that people didn't feel like they were missing anything simply because they couldn't see it with their own eyes. And a radio junkie was born.
And final question, as I hear countless number of music songs in the bed.
Yes.
Crazy bed.
I know.
One person, specific Martin on Facebook, he asked, has he ever been to a real, all caps,
real
Grateful Dead show when Jerry was alive or Bruce Springsteen show?
No, neither one my type of music. I'm not really, that's not me. Grateful Dead is kind of before my time anyway. Bruce Springsteen, still very relevant. I will say probably my oldest type of artist that I've ever seen in concert, Billy Joel in the Garden, in Madison Square Garden twice, and it was worth every penny.
Yeah, I went to see him recently for New Year's Eve.
Oh.
First time I ever played UBS.
Amazing. That's
a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so we hope that Ryan passed the test.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.